The former president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, has died at age 95. Reactions coming in for the death of the man who ruled the country for 37 years. In Harare, Rosemary Moyo's view was often echoed.
I think President Mugabe was a leader. Yeah, since he was voted to be the president of Zimbabwe, he led Zimbabwe in the right way. We say may his soul rest in peace.
Mugabe, initially hailed as a liberator of his country, but as the years went on, he was often criticized for human rights abuses that included the beatings, torture, and killings of his political opponents, which is how some Zimbabweans remember him.
He was just a bad leader. He was an all-around just bad leader. I don't know what to, how to feel about his person. I mean, at the end of the day, he was still human. You have to respect that fact, but yeah, I don't know how to feel about his person at all.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, the country's current president, announced his predecessor's death on his Twitter account. He said Mugabe was an icon of liberation, a Pan-Africanist who dedicated his life to the emancipation and empowerment of the people. The military forced Mugabe to step down as Zimbabwe's leader in 2017. Recounting his memories of the former leader, Zimbabwean opposition leader Nelson Chamisa said on Friday, Mugabe was a victim of his rule.
When I was in cabinet together with President Tsvangirai, then Prime Minister, and other of my colleagues in the MDC. So our memories really go to the deficits of governance, goes to the issue of human rights situation in the country, goes to the collapse of systems.
The African National Congress issued a statement mourning the death of Mugabe. You can read more of our coverage on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane Friday, then made landfall in the U.S. state of North Carolina's coast. National Hurricane Center specialist Daniel Brown says the eye of the storm made landfall over the area known as Cape Hatteras. It's bringing heavy rain and storm surge to North Carolina's Outer Banks.
The strong winds are going to push that water across the sounds of North Carolina. Along the west side of the Outer Banks, and residents in those areas really need to be heeding the advice of the local officials.
The hurricane creating tornadoes and leaving streets flooded in the U.S. as thousands of people in the Bahamas have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives after the storm. International search and rescue teams are spreading across Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands looking for survivors. This man says he slept in his ceiling to escape the rising water in his home.
Slept in the ceiling for 2 days, got 8 feet of water in my house, and right now I'm headed into the city of Freeport for refuge. So keep us in prayer, we Bahamas strong.
Late Thursday, the death toll in the Bahamas had risen to 30. Bahamian Health Minister Dwayne Sands told the Associated Press he expects that number to become significantly higher. The AP reports U.S. employers added a modest 130,000 jobs in August. The Labor Department reported Friday that the unemployment rate remained at 3.7%, near the lowest level in 5 decades. Both U.S. and Chinese stock markets recently soared on news that Washington and Beijing have agreed to resume high-level trade talks early next month. China has said the talks will lay the groundwork for meaningful progress in their trade dispute. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Friday, measures announced this week to help restore order in the Chinese-ruled city were a first step. Lam making the statement as pro-democracy students continue their defiance in a tense Hong Kong. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Protesters have continued to gather outside Mong Kok police station in Hong Kong, building barriers and pointing laser beams at the police. And students and graduates from at least 5 schools have formed human chains to raise awareness of the 4 remaining demands of protesters involved in months of demonstrations. The fresh round of protests comes after Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Thursday her government would withdraw an extradition bill that has sparked months of demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An American service member is among 10 people dead after another Taliban attack in Afghanistan Thursday. More stories for you on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here.